Okay, there's two things that we'll go over, and when we're doing this stuff, the ride home, like on my ride, and I got like a week of like the next like week and a half of like mostly days off and vacation days and weekends and stuff. So lots gonna happen in the next few weeks. Yeah, we've been dealing with that for a while. They were seduced by the dark side, by the male homosexual sodomites. They know what the sex computer is now. They know that there is an advanced AI, wireless technology that you interface with your mind, and what you do in the sex computer sets settings. And they were, tricked and manipulated. And that's what being seduced by the dark side is. And nobody's gonna believe that I seduced them into butt stuff and then got them to do all the stupid shit that they're doing. And then Lord Lucifer is saving them. No, nobody's gonna fucking believe that. That's not believable. That I'm Kylo Ren, and that my father's Palpatine, and that Lord Lucifer is Luke Skywalker, Jesus. Nobody's gonna believe that. Okay, look. I have some girls at the factory that I've been dealing with, and I have patience, and they're learning. And it's a long process of growth and stuff. They were manipulated, and it's been interesting. The things that we've had to deal with, the struggles that we've all went through. I've tried to be supportive. I've tried to be supportive and encouraging. And I try to compliment them and tell them that they look good, that they're sexually attractive. And they are, but I've had to keep my distance. I have had to keep my distance from them. Because they were seduced by the dark side. And the Red Demon and Sexy Pants and some of the other girls, they were seduced by the dark side into, doing stuff in the sex computer with their minds, and which we all love the sex computer. 100% of the people involved, everybody loves the sex computer. It's fucking great. It's like the best thing. But it can be used to trick you. So they got a bunch of information. They realized that the male homosexual sodomites were attacking them and terrorizing them, and that doing certain things in the sex computer would give the male would give Lord Lucifer and the evil male homosexual sodomites access to controlling them and to putting them in stories and influencing them with story stuff. And that I apparently trying to use Robert Kennedy. He's trying to use Himmler. Himmler. He's trying to use Himmler. That's why Robert Kennedy's all with his shirt off and doing like workout shit, because he's trying to get them to do butt stuff with Robert Kennedy Jr. with Heinrich Himmler in the sex computer. So he's trying to get all of you to do butt stuff with Heinrich Himmler, Kennedy Jr. in the sex computer. That's not a good situation. See, with like some years of information and going through it, and I've been interacting with them, a lot. But they are being influenced by being seduced by the dark side in the sex computer, and it's not anything like in real life. It's just the sex computer. Okay, and I also found out. So don't do butt stuff in the sex computer. We're gonna do a bunch of womp womp stuff, and the womp womp stuff is actually how they mature into like fierce, like. Dominant, the fighters, the sexually dominant females that can protect themselves and that go into gnarly, aggressive sexual relationships like the gnarliest of boys. And so you go into a sexually dominant relationship and it's like you got to be tamed. You're all womp womping and doing all your womp womp stuff, and then you got to be tamed by a boy. It's gonna be like, what the fuck? What is womp womps? What the fuck? And then they're like, yeah, they got to defend themselves in the colonization process. They're fucking fighters, sexually dominant. They wear their sexy pants, their fucking stretchy pants, and they fucking do fighter stuff, and they're all gnarly. And they got to be tamed into sexual relationships or whatever. I don't know. I understand. I don't have all the information, but I mean, you understand that that's how you go into a really gnarly, healthy sexual relationship and how you defend yourself in the colonization process. Fucking womp womp. It's important that they understand. So you're super hot, stretchy pants, wearing fucking stretchy pants. getting all the boys all turned on, you know, ooh, damn, look how good she, and we're going to do womp womp stories where they wear their stretchy pants and we explain like, yeah, fierce fucking girl power. Look at them all fucking looking all good and doing all kinds of womp womp, fucking all that stuff. We're going to do some good story. My beta now, the little ninja girl is the primary target. So she's going to be doing other stuff with me outside of the factory. She's no longer going to be at the factory. His entire plan depends on targeting like a handful of people. Yeah, but it's like, so you had a choice to either put me into the sex computer or Heinrich Himmler? That was your choice? Oh, oh my God. So we should be fine. And that allows me to influence you and to give you information and to guide you, but mostly to protect you from the fucking attacks. I can now give you information. Since you put me into the sex computer instead of Himmler or seduced by the dark side or some fucking gross, I can now give you information and I can help you to defend from their attacks and to know what's going on. And it's going to be way more fun for the people involved. Like, I don't have to keep my distance from you anymore because you're not like a red demon anymore or a black demon or whatever. You're not the demons anymore. Because the influence, because you got seduced by the dark side, you've been influenced. That's why I got to keep my distance, because you're like a threat. Not that gnarly of a threat, but a little bit of a threat. So you're part demon. But there's like good people in there. You're good people. Well, no, I'm trying to explain to them. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. You deserve honesty. And you deserve a lot of honesty. Very attractive. Sexually attractive. And you look really good in form-fitting clothing. And a bunch of the girls at the factory are very attractive. Would have no problem engaging in sexual relations, whenever they wanted, probably. So they're very, very good looking. But they were seduced by the dark side in the advanced environment by the male homosexual sodomites. And the male homosexual sodomites had some influence over what they were doing. So I had to keep my distance. I had to keep my distance until they fucking realize what's going on. Don't be seduced by the dark side. And if you want to do stuff with me, just put me into the sex computer and get into my story, the story that we're doing. And we don't have to womp womp fight. It's not the womp womps that I'm fighting with. It's the fucking sodomites. Listen, it's not the womp womps that I'm fighting with. The womp womps are the gnarliest girls. You're in my group. You should be. The beta? I found out who she is. This girl that I went to high school with, that I went to like Disneyland with and hung out with like near the end of high school. What I was referring to is the Fremen princess. She's not a Fremen princess. She's the female heir to the kingdom represented by Spain that we're partnered up with. That's why the little ninja girl was focused on Spain. Because we're partnered up with her. The little ninja girl is not going to be directly involved in this last little bit of fighting. Because she's his primary target. So she's removing herself. Not from doing stuff with me. Well, me and her are still going to be doing stuff, but from the fighting and the battling and stuff. So now it's just the people at the factory. The little ninja girl is not able to be targeted by Lord Lucifer because she's his primary target, one of his primary targets. And these other girls are now going to be influenced by me and not the evil dark side Lord Lucifer. So we're going to do a bunch of womp womp stories also. But the princess of the... Or the heir, the female heir, the girl from my high school, it's the beta now. So she's my beta. We're going to use the underworld story to be all pro womp womp, fierce fucking dominant sexually female, dominant sexual females and all gnarliest guys. And it's like, that obviously aren't wiener elves. That was Lord Lucifer. The male homosexual sodomites seduced you with the dark side and the fucking disgusting like poop butt stuff, and then tried to give you a wiener and turn you into a guy. Yep, that's what they do. The dark side. You don't want nothing to do with that. You don't want no part of that. So the girl from my high school, the female heir to the Spanish Empire, is my beta now. Processed into a new identity is in doing stuff with a group of people that's going to be supporting us. We're going to eliminate Lord Luz, expose him and eliminate him quickly. And we're going to do stuff. I'm going to be there for a while longer. A while. I mean, at least till the end of the year, maybe a little bit longer. And I'm not single. They know I'm not single, though. But we can do a bunch of fun story stuff. They like the story stuff where they're like, yeah, I'm fucking fierce. Look how fucking hot I am. I'm all sexually attractive and fierce, fucking dominant female, womp, womp. Okay. And we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. Confidence building and fun, like positive attention and explaining stuff and presenting stuff and doing a lot of fun stuff with the people. There's a command center and there are people at the command center. So we're partnered up with one of the empire that we're partnered up with is Spain. And the other empires have partners and people that they're partnered up with also. So we're going to deal with him tomorrow and the stuff that he's doing. But basically, Lord Lucifer was going to use revelations to eliminate his own male heirs of his bloodline. But one of them is Pete Davidson. So that's going to be an issue that he's now focused on. One of his male heirs is Pete Davidson. Whoopee, 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 whoopee. And we're going to be dealing with that. But we're going to be eliminating him quickly. And we're going to be going at him every day very aggressively. There's going to be a bunch of stuff happens over the next few weeks. And we're going to be doing really fun girl empowerment, dominant fucking female. Yeah. Fucking sexy fucking females. Letting it all fucking, you know, be just that's what another thing that we're going to be doing. It's going to be fun. The only reason why I've been keeping them at a distance is because they're part fucking demon. They were seduced by the dark side. And are a little bit of a demons at this point. Red demon, black demon. So I got to kind of keep my distance, sort of. And they know, like Red Demon knows, she sees the stupid shit she gets put into and the influence. They can all recognize it. That influence will stop and you'll have good influence and things will be much, much more fun. I'm going home right now. But there'll be more information tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next so on and so forth. Lord Lucifer is not going to take long to eliminate.